supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, what did researchers find out in terms of marijuana use and performance in school?
Well, it was some pretty dramatic findings. They found that when high school students started using marijuana just at least once a month, they were four times more likely to skip classes, two to four times less likely to complete their homework, and so on and so forth. Their attitude about school changed. They found that getting good grades was less important to them. And they were less likely, of course, to achieve high grades when compared to students who had never used the drugs.
But do you think that's about the drug itself, or do you think that's about potentially behaviors associated or friends that are made and changed and so on?
Of course it's both, but when I hear the infrequency of marijuana use that can potentiate these kinds of academic and attitudinal problems, I have to look towards the drug also. Of course this study has to be replicated a couple of times. But when I look at the quality of the study, you know, it's a pretty good study. It's not one of these junk studies that get published.
And this comes at a time when attitudes toward marijuana are softening and a lot of people see it as harmless or potentially beneficial to our health. It is legal as a medical treatment in many states.
It's interesting, Mike, and we've got two things going on and they get confused. What we really want to do is decriminalize. That doesn't say that it's a safe drug. There really is no such thing. All drugs have side effects. That's the case with marijuana as well as any medication.
So how should parents approach this topic with their kids?
It's essential for anyone talking to kids about drugs to really lay out the bad news and the good news. If you just lay out the bad news about what it can do to your brain, and they smoke a joint and find that they're really happy and you never told them about that part, then they're just going to assume you're lying about the whole package. So anytime you tell kids about drugs, when I talk to my kids, it was always, by the way, it feels really great. And kids who have the support system of their parents, a resource to go back to, those kids are far less likely to get heavily involved in drugs or alcohol for that matter.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Mike.